Monday, August 31st, 2026, Board of Equalization at 2:45, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
I start the Board of Equalization. Everyone rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Brian.
Present.
Jeff.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Rogelio.
Present. Rick let me know yesterday that he was out of town on vacation, and I would make a motion to excuse Rick for today.
I'll second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
I guess. Just jealous because I'm not.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. And we don't need to read the Open Meetings Act anymore, right?
No.
All right. Number one, consent agenda item. Approval of a previous minutes of August 17, 2026.
I make the motion to approve those.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
All right. Now we're going to go and do business. Hearing for Glad Tidings Lighthouse, the application of exemption for motor vehicle taxes. 2018 Chevy 3-door. Last VIN is 277083.
Usual business.
Yep, usual. For these anyway, yes.
And I'd say I'd make motion to approve that Glad Tiding exemption on that vehicle.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Hearing for Heartland Counseling, the application for exemption of motor vehicle, a 2015 Chevy Impala with 114-1602, and a 2020 Chrysler Voyager with VIN of 265285.
Same.
Same. You've done this. Okay.
Yep.
Motion to approve the tax exemption for those two vehicles.
Second. Good.
Good deal.
Yep. You know, do they get our vehicles donated to them, or do they buy used vehicles? Or?
They buy them.
Yeah.
They sometimes get like discounts for buying because I think they bought those two at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So I think that they have an agreement with the dealership to like trade it back in and get them back.
Yeah.
So, like,
And I think there's four on the next BOE meeting that just came.
Brian wants.
Christy.
All right, Brian.
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Sorry. All right, Christy. Requesting approval of state corrections.
I had the state send me 2023 audit for homesteads, and those are what these are, what they came up with for what they did. It's off their audit sheet.
So we did just fine?
Yeah, there's five.
No, I said we just did just fine with the audit?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's pretty good. It must have been something they didn't report to us because it's income corrections and we don't have access to that. So they must have forgot to report something.
I'd make motion to approve the corrections for the homestead exemption.
I'll second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. Mail-in emergency business?
Nope.
Any public comment? Well, then I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
52.
With our commissioner meeting.
Second.
Yeah.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
I can make a motion to whatever.
Excuse Rick?
Excuse Rick, yeah.
My second.
Jeff, take it.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. I did talk to Rick for a minute yesterday, and he did want me to relay to you guys that that investigation with the disclosure and accountability department over that sales of that vehicle has been ended, and they found no reason for that investigation to continue. They yes. said it was unfounded. All right, public comment. Anybody here that would like to speak on anything that is not on today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from August 17th, 2026. Approval of payroll claims from August 16th, 2026 through August 29th, 2026. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. And approval of any other account payable claims, if any. I came in earlier and went through payroll, and everything appeared to be in order.
Like a motion, make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through D.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
It's that budget time of the year, so we have a number of resolutions that we'll be going through. Just for everybody's information, at the end of the second meeting of the month, we will be bringing our budget forward for the 26-27 year on the 28th. All right, new business. Resolution 26C-013 to approve final allocation of levy authority to the Dakota County Ag Society. There's copies of those in your files.
I make a motion to approve resolution 26C-013.
I'd second that.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Approval of 26C-014 to approve final allocation of levy for Dakota County Historical Society.
I'd make a motion to approve 26C-014.
Second.
Marty?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Approval 26C-016 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Emerson Rural Fire Protection District and Homer.
Thank you. Number C.
Oh, I did. Yep. We'll go back to C. Approval of 26C-015 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Rural Covington Fire District.
I make that motion.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Abstain.
Marty?
Yep. Which takes us to D. Approval resolution 26C-016 to approve the final allocation of levy authority for Emerson Rural Fire Protection District and Homer Rural Fire Protection District.
Make a motion to approve resolution 26C-016.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chad Kurt to present options for repairs of North Bluff Road and estimate costs.
They get cheaper?
Yeah. Depends on what you're looking at. So I'm Chad Kurt with Veenstra and Kim. Last time I was here, we talked a little bit about North Bluff Road, how it got to where it is, and let's start talking about what we can do to repair it. I was asked to look at three options. I think we could totally redo the road. I think we could overlay it. If we overlay it, I think it should be with asphalt. I don't think, the more I look at this, I don't think it's a good candidate to overlay it with a concrete pavement, just because that concrete on the top is going to be very rigid, and we have a subgrade, regardless of, unless we totally redo it, we have a subgrade that is questionable. It's going to have a little flex to it. So I think if we overlay it, I think the only option is to overlay it with asphalt.
Is the asphalt, will it have enough elasticity to kind of follow that a little bit?
I think they have mixes today that will give you more flexibility. Now, will it crack through? Mm-hmm. Some will.
Yeah.
But if we do that overlay, what we will do is, you know, we'll take the pavement that's there and I want to say rubbleize it, which doesn't make it into little pieces, but it'll break it into little squares and it'll push it all together and make it tight. And then we overlay over top of that, probably an 8-inch asphalt pavement.
Okay.
I have talked with some what I would call industry experts. It actually was the Asphalt Paving Association of Iowa. We're in the area. I asked them to come over and look at that section because they have done a number of projects like that. They said if we were just going to strictly overlay it, it would be probably an 8-inch pavement. They made some suggestions to make that thinner possibly with some new things they're doing. It's called a rock interlayer. So they crush the existing pavement, put rock in between, and then overlay it. That allows for a little less thickness of asphalt. But I'm not sure I'm there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put together the numbers for the 8-inch pavement.
Yep.
Or, yeah, 8-inch overlay. Last time I was here, I thought maybe we could just do a portion of that section from Highway 20 to Highway 35. I think the last meeting, it was decided if we're going to do it, let's do the whole thing rather than just a portion. So with that said, we've got, if we were going to completely tear everything out and put it back, that estimate, including engineering and some contingencies, is about $11 million. I assume we would take it out, redo the subgrade, put in a new 10-inch pavement, concrete pavement with dowels. If we were to rubbleize it and overlay it, I've got that number down. I think my number's a little strong, but we're probably looking between $6 and $7 million to do that with asphalt.
And that'd be an 8-inch lift.
That would be an 8-inch lift. Like I said,
yeah.
With some more conversations, we may be able to bring that lower if there's some new technologies out there that would allow us to do that. But I would guess what I would call maybe worst case scenario, we're at $6 to $7 million for an 8-inch lift.
Yeah.
Over top of what the pavement, so we're really using the pavement that's there to act as our subgrade and use, at least salvage something out of it.
And they would, you say, crack that.
Yep. They just go down and break it into, again, I don't know if it's 3x3 pieces, 3x4, but break it down, and then we roll it, just like you would the asphalt, to get it kind of squeezed together.
Yep.
I said, my thought is let's use that pavement. Really, that's what's, the subgrade is what's failing out there. It's not really the pavement itself. So, so let's salvage that if we can.
Yeah.
So those are really, of the three options, I think those are our two best, or our two that we should consider. Now there is some pavement out there that needs to be addressed probably sooner than later, because it's, I'd almost say it's getting to the dangerous spot. Whether those whether we patch those with concrete, patch those with asphalt. I think there could be some conversation there, depending on what you do long term.
Did you make any kind of evaluation of number of panels you think that would
need
immediate?
So I did. I went out there. I didn't calculate them in number of panels. I did do square yards of panels. And right now, so last Friday I went, or maybe it's two Fridays ago, recently, I went out there and marked a bunch, and it was about 750 square yards. 2 years ago, we did about 440 square yards, and it was about $80,000. So if we double that, we wouldn't be quite there, but we're looking at $160,000,
$170,000. Do they address, Jolene, do they address the subgrade under those panels within reason?
We have been, that was our third or fourth patch.
Yeah.
Typically, we have taken those out, removed 8 to 12 inches of subgrade. For the most part, the subgrade was pretty spongy under there, so we replaced that with a foot of rock. And actually, we've doweled those patches, too. So they've held up. Now, when we get into long-term, some of that would we have to rubbleize and do some other things? Probably would, just because there's small sections and it would make sense just to make everything uniform. But that's what we've been doing on patches, is replacing subgrade and putting dowels in.
But even though you're doweling it, if they went along and pulverized that before they did that project, it would still be fine.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to take anything.
You know, and those would be probably some of the worst subgrades, so if we're doing that, at least we would be taking care of, some of the subgrade issue.
I should say, the other part of this, I did plan on putting longitudinal subgrade, which is just a tile down each side, and then outlets, so that any water that would get in there, we can get out from underneath, which is not there now. So we did include that.
In that $6-7 million
room? Yep, that's included in there. Okay. That's included in there. I'm trying to think of what else. 11-foot wide lanes, which is what is there now, and we would pave 3-foot shoulders on either side, so we'd get rid of the gravel shoulders and put pavement in there.
Which would be additional blacktop?
Yep, but that's included in that number also. So.
Well, I think, just from my own perspective, I would think that the panels that are worse, the ones that are causing the biggest issue, you hate to spend money that you might be covering in a year or two, but I don't know that we really have an option. Plus, it'd also be taking care of some of the worst portions of the road, which would be better to be taken care of before they overlaid anyway.
Right. Yeah, because those bad spots you're going to have to take out something back there.
And I think it's good that, we have some figures and stuff now that we could go look for some grants and different other opportunities to for some help.
And as much as I know about it, I would like to use all that concrete out there as a subgrade, rather than pull it off.
Well, yeah, I mean that.
No, it makes sense.
And it right in line with putting the drains in and widen it. I mean, that was kind of a choke when it's done. So that, it'd really make a nice route.
Yeah.
And, if you look at it, that's essentially, they're not even rubbleizing it, but, that's essentially what they're doing with 35 right now.
Yeah.
An 8-inch overlay.
Yeah.
Right over it. And
so we did some, like C80 on the north side of Sioux City.
Yeah.
In 2000, it may have been last year, 25. I thought I had it in here. 2025, they did that exact same thing.
Rumbleized
it and paved it. So I went back and looked at that. It's almost identical. Theirs was actually, that road at the time was 24 feet wide. This one's 22, so they didn't need a widening unit on it. But they did the exact same thing. Rumbleized it, paved it, asphalt. Almost the exact same length. So I'm pretty comfortable with that number.
Okay.
Very I think good. It would be a good candidate for this.
Six or seven is better than 11. I mean, it's still a giant number for a county this size, but it's also probably the most heavily traveled road that we have. Well, for sure, is the most heavily traveled road that we have.
Could turn it back into just a plain old gravel road again, then everybody would go to 110.
We could do that. That I did not put in there, but we could.
There's. Uh-huh. I know Yankton County recently ground up a bunch of their blacktop roads and went back to gravel. Just.
Well, you look at, I mean, the business out there with Gil Hauling and the ethanol plant, and I mean, it's not going to reduce traffic. I mean, it's still going to continue to grow. I got to think.
And it's the truck.
There.
I mean, it's the trucks that.
Decide.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. They have to have somewhere to go to.
Yep. No toll road options? Does that come with a toll booth?
We can do that too. I've never had anybody ask me.
There you go. So do we want to have Jolene come back with number of panels or number of square feet and go at our next meeting and go from that, or how do you guys want to proceed?
Yeah, because I think so. I mean, there's some of it. He's right. I mean, we have to do something.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of it. I mean, whether
it's a choice. We can put. I mean, again, this would be the fourth time I think we've patched it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't take much to put the specifications together.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We do it just on quantity with some standard details, so there's nothing real specific about it. So
why don't you do that? And I know that when they've got out there and gotten into things, they've had to add a panel or little error, which is fine. We've had changes on at least two of the projects. So, if we could get that done in the near future, and then we could put it out to bid and see.
And our patches have held up very well.
Yeah, the ones that I've stopped and looked at.
Patches have disintegrated.
I think there's only been one or two, maybe. So maybe in the second year, so when we do this, we typically have to close a lane down with the stoplights.
Yep.
One year we tried to do some high earlier fast setting concrete. I think we've had two panels maybe that failed. I think there's two that I remember.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the panels have held up pretty good.
Yeah. 1,100 trucks a day, or 1,100 vehicles and 500 trucks a day. That's a lot of bumping.
Yeah.
All right, I would say let's go ahead and bring that back to us then at the next, you know, as soon as you get it together, and we'll go from there, and then kind of keep an eye on the long look too, because something's going to have to happen.
Okay, we'll do.
Good.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Which kind of leads us into board to review and discuss motion to approve or not approve an option to repair North Bluff Road. So
I just put that on there just in case what Chad brought to us today you guys wanted to act on.
Yep.
There's nothing to do with
it. Yeah, and we kind of discussed, so let's, we'll bring it forward with next time.
Yeah.
Yep, well, thanks for. Jolene.
We had 383.5 hours. Am I echoing? 383.5 hours of maintaining. 43.5 hours of overtime. The guys come in on a couple of Fridays and did some work to catch up on gravel hauling and grading. 3 hours on trees. 14 hours asphalt patching. That was out on the Bluff Road. 150 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 2,211.59 tons of 1-inch and gravel out on the roads. We hauled just under 200 ton of product in the yard, and Anderson Trucking has been hauling in. I think they've got about 18-19 loads. They're just under 600 ton. We asked them to haul in 30, so we'll reevaluate once we get there. 22 hours on signs, and then several concerns on grading and gravel. Any questions?
And that concrete got picked up, or whatever it was.
It was in some of the dirt that got hauled in, and it just that should not have happened. So they went out and got it picked up right away.
Awesome.
We got it done. Yep.
And then I sent something to Dean today, and I didn't realize you were on the list. 200 and I, there's a stop sign that's bent over. I sent it to
him. Oh, okay.
Bent over is gone. I can't remember what he said. Was it bent or gone?
I don't know. I never.
And then one more thing while you're here, because it includes all of us. I got a text the other day from Andy Lux, and Kim, I guess, would probably be involved in this too. Have a question. Would like to pave bottom of 200th Street from our house to M Avenue. Probably need some kind of permission. So I take it he's wanting to pave at his expense from his house to M Avenue. So I just don't know how that works.
His new house?
His new one?
200th. Is it the new one on 200th?
Yeah, it's going up to the lake supervisor
about that, yeah.
Shack there. I don't know, probably a quarter mile. I guess I've never been asked that.
Is that
something? Have to look into it. I mean, I don't.
You have to meet specs, I think, though, right?
Yeah, I'd have to meet whatever the county specs.
Yeah.
So who would the first person we would ask? I mean, who would you ask first to?
I would call Casey with NIRMA and start with that.
I'm sure that's been asked before somewhere else.
Yeah. So do you want to make that call?
I sure can. Well, he's been on my speed dial lately.
Has he?
Along with Chad.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you would just make that call and see what their recommendation is. I don't know if it's possible or not. If anybody else wants to adopt a mile or two of road in the county and pave it, yeah, we'll have them do it too.
Yeah.
We can start a program.
We could.
Adopt a mile.
We could have Rogelio Avenue.
I don't think
Dakota County's
ready for
that
yet.
Are we going to have to rename it Lux Lane?
Deep Bayswater, yeah.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for doing that. Commissioner committee reports. I didn't have anything.
I went to the groundbreaking for the War Horse Casino last week with the Chamber. Pretty well attended.
It was. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah. I don't know if we got a formal invitation, but I was there in all the city councilors. That was interesting. And then I also got to spend some time with Senator Ricketts on Friday. He was here for the family health care. They're doing some expansion over there. Family health care of Siouxland is doing an expansion. He was talking about some of the bills that would help with that. So the Chamber asked me to come be part of that conversation.
Did you ask him about his net worth as time has been in Washington? Just all of the of the commercials you hear every time you turn on the radio now drive you crazy.
No, I don't pay myself.
Thanks for attending that. And the casino's coming full bore the way it sounds.
Yeah, they're moving.
And the horse races this weekend. So
last weekend and then this coming weekend.
No permit, but that's all right. No permit was taken, so it's fine.
What?
No building permit.
For?
Oh.
Casino.
Why not? Maybe that's why they didn't invite us officially.
No permit.
Well, they haven't started. They just pushed some dirt around.
Yeah, okay.
Just push a little dirt in a pile.
Yeah, to be.
Somebody else call Joe Conley and tell him to go out.
Yeah, we need to get hold of Joe Conley and get it. Anybody got his number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On speed dial.
Okay. Any mail or emergency business?
So on September 9th, I have to call and reserve hotel rooms. There's a specific time, like at right at 2 p.m., you can start calling to reserve hotel rooms. I just was wondering how many I should reserve.
I plan on attending this year.
I do as well.
Jeff, Marty.
The NACO conference.
The 16th, 17th, and 18th of
the
December.
The conference in
Kearney.
Oh, yeah, y'all can go. I'll probably be on a beach somewhere.
I'm going to NACO the one in Norfolk on the 11th.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were referring to. I was like, wait, I thought that closed down.
I'll send out to the elected officials too, because they all get the opportunity to go if you want.
We got another one in October.
Yeah.
There was one more thing. Brian, did you have something you want?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I just got that one. I was like, wait, what?